Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Reviews from the Clubhouse, as always brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie and...
Dr. Doom!
Ooh, Dr. Von Doom.
I don't know anything about him.
Great honor to have you on our show.
Oh, I should have done Doc Ock. Ugh.
Speaking of Doc Ock, this isn't in my news, but there's some rumors that... don't know the actor's name, but the guy that played Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2,
yeah.
Tobey Maguire, apparently... he's been spotted on set of Spider-Man 3.
What? Yeah. He's got a Spanish name. He's a great actor. Yeah. He was also in Indiana
Jones. Species.
Species? What's that?
That movie about the female alien who just wants to reproduce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You're not missing much.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's do the show. Yeah, I was going to say. Let's get rocking and rolling here. Here we are. It's November 29th. Is it Sunday? It is Sunday.
It is Sunday.
Beautiful day outside.
We primarily record on Sundays.
I mean, we were supposed to record Saturday. Right. Plus, I never know what day it is. Every day when we do the show, I'm like, what's today?
I know.
What year is it?
Can we try out our best like radio DJ voices? Because what are you going to do? Because we have this radio show, Dave and Jimmy. I don't know if you listen to that, but they have two totally different voices. So like if you had to choose, which would you go more with, like Dave, the deep sensual kind of radio DJ?
I don't have a deep sensual voice.
Well, let's hear it. Let me hear your best one.
What I literally just told you that I don't like to be put on the spot.
Yeah, I know. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I know. Let's hear it.
The show isn't scripted.
Okay. But I have to talk really, really, really soft.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Back in my day, I was told I sound very sexy over the phone.
Ooh, who told you that? Your mom?
My wife.
Oh, okay. that's awesome.
Thank you.
Let me see if I could do one. But I wouldn't go deep. You know what I mean?
Why not? No, okay, never mind. This is going down a dirt.
I would probably go more zany. Hey, everyone, welcome to the morning zoo.
I'm an asshole.
Hey, wacky Bruce. Right?
Stay tuned for our giveaway. we suck. Hey, you know what doesn't suck? Social media. I'm lying, but check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
We may not post a lot, but hey, we've got them.
I mean, we post every week.
Sometimes thrice a week. Mm-hmm. I feel like we don't use that word enough, thrice.
Because we're cool like that.
Yeah.
Thrice? What's a...
It's three.
Well, no, yeah. Uh-huh. No shit. I was trying to... Is there another word for two?
Twice.
Sorry. What the fuck?
Twice,
we're
thrice.
Already off to a great start. What are we talking... Oh, this is the actual episode. Okay. I was confused. I thought we were about to roll into the Mando.
Yeah. Because we don't record two episodes in one day.
Why would we? Doesn't even make sense.
We would drive 30 minutes to see each other just to record another episode.
Actually, I think I'm going to go home and then come back and then do Mando.
Sounds good to me.
It's okay. We got some news here, man.
We do?
Not a whole bunch.
We never talk news on this show, but go never. On.
Nah, it's all gossip and...
So we're becoming bullshit. Tabloid media.
So, we got it covered. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Pretty much everything they report is wrong.
Oh.
We got this covered, actually. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm going to say one thing. When I get my news, I go to like Deadline or the Hollywood Reporter or like Variety.
Is it weird that they have an exclamation point after their or something? Anyways, go on.
Because
my mind is.
Yeah, Entertainment Weekly. Anyway. First bit of news. We got some new details on this Wonder Woman spinoff show. It's coming to HBO Max. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I turned the gain down on a recorder.
Okay. The spinoff is called Amazons.
I didn't know there was
about the Amazonians. We talked about this forever ago.
I don't ever listen to you.
Oh, well, that makes two of us. Patty Jenkins, the director of the first two Wonder Woman.
Would it be women?
No, it's woman because it's the same woman. It's not plural women.
Yeah, you're right. Wonder Woman. Yeah.
It's Wonder Woman's. Anyway, Patty Jenkins, she shed a little bit more light on the project, stating that she's still involved. So she's going to be the show. I don't know if this is like, going to be like a mini series, as in like a few, like a small season, or like a TV movie. But regardless.
But it's on HBO.
Max.
Yeah. Okay.
So she's What's involved. And the spinoff is going to be the connecting tissue between Wonder Woman 2 and Wonder Woman 3. After Wonder Woman 3, Patty Jenkins is going to peace out from this franchise. But she and Jeff Johns, he's like a, he's a comic writer. And
he's got two first names.
Jeff is spelled G-E-O-F-F. God. Yeah, yeah. So Jeff Johns, he's a comic writer. And he was supposed to be like the Kevin Feige of all this shit when it first started.
Yikes.
Like Batman versus Superman and everything, and when Justice League was ramping up, mm-hmm. and then everything kind of just crumbled. But worked out a story, and apparently this little spinoff is gonna start on Themyscira, like right after Diana leaves. So like when she fucks off with Chris Pine in the first movie, we're gonna see all the stuff that transpires there.
Oh, so Gal Gadot is not actually in this. It's about the I see.
It's about the Amazonians.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. I like Patty Jenkins.
I mean,
she made some miniseries. I think it was on TNT with Chris Pine a couple years ago. He was like a PI in San Francisco in like the 70s or something.
About
like
the Black Dahlia murders? No. It couldn't have been. Was that Patty Jenkins? That'd be cool.
Was Chris Pine in it?
Yeah.
Was
I
it
think
on
it
TNT?
Was on TNT.
It was Patty Jenkins.
Know. Keep going. I'll look it up.
But yeah, I like her. She made that one movie, Monster, with Charlize Theron. She played that one serial killer lady. I can't remember her name.
Oh, where? Yeah, she looks totally different.
She won the Academy Award.
Right,
for
right.
Christina Ricci's in that movie too. But that's it for
the news.
Patty Jenkins.
Okay.
Nah. Are you a Godzilla fan? Godzilla. 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 Did you see the one that, which one came out with Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, it was just called Godzilla.
Trash.
I loved it.
Horrible.
Loved every minute of it when I was younger.
Bad. I mean, it's a guilty pleasure.
I guess. See, now that's why would you say, are you a... It's like if you would ask
that
me if I'm a mummy
fan. That guy shits himself
fan.
When he sees Godzilla come out of the camera guy. Remember that?
Oh, he shit, yeah. His pants. And he was just looking up. You know what? Say what you will. Godzilla. But the visual effects in that film, aside from like one
that's
shot...
That's the only thing that holds up in that movie.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know
good.
Why, but I remember the beginning. We see Matthew Broderick and he's putting some like needles in the ground and he's like pulling up the worms or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. He,
I don't
yeah,
remember
he
what
does,
his job was.
He sticks that
he,
in
like,
there.
He zaps them and they all like come up. I don't remember at all what his job
cool
was.
Cool effect though.
Yeah, sure. so have you seen the?
It's
the,
Dark of the Night or I Am the Night. Sorry.
Yeah.
It took me that long to look
Dark
that up.
Of the Night. Did you see the latest Godzilla movies? So the one that came out. Directed by Gareth Edwards, the guy that did Rogue One, that came out in like 2014.
Yes, I saw that one because
Aaron Taylor Johnson and
Bryan Cranston in it.
Elizabeth Olsen and Bryan Cranston.
He died like 5 minutes in.
Ken Watanabe was in it too. That's my guy.
Who's that?
He's the fake Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins. That he kills when he blows up the.
Okay.
He's also.
Isn't it Ra's al Ghul?
It's Ra's al Ghul. That's how you're supposed to say it, but in the movie they call him Ra's al Ghul. But he also plays Saito in Inception. Hmm. He hires DiCaprio.
You know what? I've only seen that movie once.
I've seen that movie so many times. I watched it like 3 times in one day.
Recently. We still haven't finished our Nolan-thon, so
I love it. Inception is probably my favorite Nolan film.
I don't remember Tom Hardy in that, but I know he is.
What? He's like got a big, pretty big...
Again...
Pretty big role. You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling. He blows those people up with that grenade launcher. Anyway, Godzilla.
yeah.
So I liked the first one. Didn't care too much for Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Did that come out yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
The sequel?
Oh, with Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, it
That's
was
right.
Like, it was so cartoony. Like, none of the humans in the movie felt like real at all. Like, they just felt like. I felt like I was watching like a Saturday morning cartoon about Godzilla. Hmm. But yeah, it was all right. And then that movie kind of like flopped and they were well into production on Godzilla versus Kong. Did you see Kong Skull Island?
No.
With Tom Hiddleston?
Brie Larson? Samuel Jackson on that?
Samuel Jackson.
No, what a stacked cast though. All Marvel
John
stars.
John C. Reilly?
All Marvel stars.
Yeah. And weird.
That is weird.
Somebody else is in it too. I was going to say Jamie Bell, but that's the...
Patrick Dempsey.
That's the... I just saw that he was.
That's who he looks like. Oh, my God. I just saw that
he was back on Grey's Anatomy.
Is he really?
Didn't he die, though?
I have no clue. I've never seen that show a day in my life.
I started it, but I was like, I don't have the time to watch 23 seasons of this fucking show.
Yeah. There's that many?
I don't know. It's a lot. It's that and
ER. Yeah. A ton of. What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. Anyway, so Godzilla versus Kong, it kind of hit a bump in the road because Godzilla, King of the Monsters. What?
I'm sorry. We just go off on it. We were talking about, I said Patrick Dempsey, and we just go off on ER. Yeah,
he was just recently on Grey's Anatomy again. No. Fuck. Yeah, they hit a bump in the road because that movie flopped, and they were well into production on, they were close to wrapping production on Godzilla versus Kong. So they were like, yeah, I don't really know if the demographic is there. And so it kind of got put on the shelf for a while. So this movie was announced 5 years ago, and it was supposed to come out this year, and they pushed it before all the COVID shit because they were like, we got to figure out how to fix this. Then COVID happened, and they pushed it even more. So the Hollywood Reporter reports that Netflix offered Warner Brothers a $200 million deal to buy the rights to this, to put it on Netflix. And
did they turn him down?
Warner Brothers declined. Wow. And instead, they're going to go with a HBO Max release.
Oh, what?
But, I mean, think about it. Warner Brothers, HBO Max. I mean, pretty much that's their bread and butter.
Yeah, but I wish they would have. Yeah, I know they're a business and they have to make money, but, like, ugh. I wish they would have, you know, said no to both and just said, well, fuck it. We're just going to release it in theaters when it's time.
Isn't HBO a Warner Media? Isn't that a Time Warner Media?
It's TBS. I have no clue.
I think it might be. But anyway, a Warner Brothers spokesperson claims that they still plan on releasing the film theatrically next year. But, I mean, Wonder Woman, it's being released theatrically and on VOD on the same day. So,
how depressing.
I didn't finish that Kong movie.
That's good.
I didn't finish it. I got to, there's some part, bro, where they're running through like some bamboo. Mm-hmm. But they're at, like, some of the bamboo sticks are like these really tall like bugs with like stick legs. They have to like fight them.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was wild.
I still think Peter Jackson's King Kong is amazing.
Yeah, with Andy Serkis did the mocap for Godzilla. He's also in it.
Wouldn't surprise me whatsoever.
He's the cook.
That's right. He is. Eating by
those big ass worms.
Such a good fucking
dude. That movie freaks me out. I don't like bugs.
Really?
And they fight the big ass grasshoppers. Man, that shit used to always freak me out when they're in that trench with all them fucking bugs.
Yeah.
That shit freaks me out every trip. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I like
at
the video
all.
Game. It's good.
Get to play Jamie King Bell's Kong. On that movie.
Jamie Bell.
Anyway.
I don't know who that is. Oh, God. Dude. All right, y'all happy now? You got your water and.
I'm about to make dinner as soon as I get home.
Really?
I'm fucking starving.
It's. It's 1:05. I don't care.
That's what Sundays are for. Laundry and cooking dinner.
God, you said that the last time on the show. We're recording, by the way.
Oh, cool. All right. Sorry, guys. I had to
cut all that.
Had to get some water.
So,
next bit of news. Mm-hmm. Actually, you excited about Godzilla?
No, I don't care. No.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, it's cool to see Godzilla and King Kong go up against each other, but that's it. But. They're going to put all this other unnecessary bullshit story in there.
Because Millie Bobby Brown is in this one.
She a clone of King Kong or something like that?
Like, nah, that's a different franchise. Oh, different dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Is Godzilla a dinosaur?
I think he's...
Well, he's prehistoric. They say he's like old. Well, this new one.
Right.
He's old.
The one in Godzilla with Matthew Broderick, he was like a mutated lizard.
He's like an iguana or something like that. That got nuked.
Right. Because of all the...
Yeah, and he grew to fucking 65 feet tall, running through buildings, eating helicopters, spitting fire.
Did he spit fire?
Yeah.
Sweet. If you had a
it was fire because he didn't have the atomic breath.
The atomic breath.
Like the big blue... When his tail lights up, and it's like,
the new one does.
And he shoots the shit
out
of his mouth. That's
right. If you could have one superpower, what would you have?
Flight.
Flight, really?
Yeah. Either that or strength.
Huh.
Actually, you know what? Just make me Mr. Incredible.
No, you
can't fly.
You can't do that, though.
Why can't I?
Because I said one superpower, and he encompasses.
I mean, he's just really strong.
Oh, you said Mr. Incredible, not Mr. Fantastic.
No, well, I mean,
God, I fucking just hate Mr. Fantastic.
Why?
He's just, he stretches. That's it.
But he's also a genius. He's the smartest man on the planet.
But that's not a superpower. Anyone can be smart.
Well, then why aren't you the smartest man on the planet?
I choose not to be.
Okay, sure.
I mean, I didn't go to, you know, Harvard Medical School.
They're, all their powers are pretty basic. Why are we talking about the Fantastic Four right now? We went from Godzilla to the Fantastic Four. I still think that The Incredibles is the greatest Fantastic Four movie ever made. Anyway, next bit of news. Uh-huh. Do you like Brad Pitt?
Used to not really think he was a great actor, but you know, he's kind of settled into some pretty good roles. Yeah.
Do you like Lady Gaga?
No.
Why?
I don't care for her music. I've never seen anything she's acted in.
She's amazing.
I guess I don't really have a positive or negative opinion.
She's a great actor. She's great in Star is Born.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
that yet.
American Horror Story, but she won a Golden Globe, so I can only assume. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Lady Gaga has joined Brad Pitt's newest film. It's called Bullet
Nazi
Train.
Nazi Hunter? Oh.
No. Nah. So David Leitch, the guy who directed Deadpool 2, Hobbs and Shaw, Atomic Blonde, and the first John Wick is helming this movie. This movie sounds super exciting. It's an action movie that takes place on a bullet train. So it's about five assassins with conflicting motives who are stuck on this bullet train, and it stars Brad Pitt, Joey King, Zazie Beetz, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Michael Shannon, and Logan Lerman. And it sounds great.
I don't know who
Logan Lerman
half
is.
Those people are.
Logan Lerman is Percy Jackson.
Oh, I do know who Logan Lerman is.
Michael Shannon. Zod.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, Quicksilver, Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah, good.
Zazie Beetz, she plays Domino in Deadpool 2.
I really like her.
Joey King, she's in that movie, The Kissing Booth.
I've not seen that.
She's in a lot of shit.
She's also in The Kissing Booth 2.
Yes. Oh. What else is she in? She's in The Conjuring, the first one. She's in a lot of shit.
Never seen that.
And Brad Pitt, but this sounds awesome. Like
Bradley Pitts.
Five assassins stuck on a bullet train. Like, it's in one location.
I mean, I guess
it's
that's
a confined space. Yeah. It sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
Say casual. What you will about David Leitch, he knows how to direct action. And, like, say what you will about John Wick, say what you will about Atomic Blonde, the action in those movies are very, well, especially the first John Wick, because I don't think he did the other two.
I don't think he did. I think the
like Deadpool the 2, the action was great. Like, yeah. he had the pressure on his shoulders to kind of, to make the sequel to that first Deadpool was almost like lightning.
What
in a
is
bottle.
Atomic Blonde?
That's that Charlize Theron movie. It's basically female John Wick. It's Charlize Theron and I'm pretty sure James McAvoy.
Did we
it.
Watch that?
No.
No, we watched. I'm getting that confused with the one where they're immortal. The Immortals, right? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
No, it's called The Old Guard.
Oh, The Old Guard, right.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm excited, man. I haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw, but.
It's fucking garbage. It's terrible.
Was the action good?
No,
though?
Everything is bad. Everything is bad.
Everything is bad. I mean, he's made some other good stuff, though.
Good for him.
I'm excited.
Yeah, proud of him.
I like Brad Pitt. It's curious to me that he won his Academy Award, and now the next thing he wants to make is an action film that takes place on a bullet train.
55-year-old man.
Hey, man. Seems like now he's really focused on, like, legacy, because he also has his production company, Plan B, and he got an Academy Award for that, too, from 12 Years a Slave, because that won Best Picture.
He just produced it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in it, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh.
You seen that movie?
I haven't seen that, no.
Dude, you need to watch that movie. It's rough, but you need to watch it.
Who's the main?
True Intelligence.
Yeah, that's right.
And Lupita Nyong'o. She won her Academy Award for that.
Yeah, she's good.
What's his name's in that, too? Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender?
He's a slave owner.
Ooh, well.
Yeah. He's a real son bitch. I'm pretty sure Sarah Paulson's in that movie, too, but maybe not. Anyway.
He's a real son bitch.
He's a real son bitch. Yeah, he's one of those plantation owners that, like, quotes scripture all the time and makes his slaves pray because he's a man of God or whatever. But, you know, he's got slaves.
Sure.
Yeah. Isn't that how it works? Anyway, yeah, I'm excited for this.
We should watch Ad Astra. I love that movie.
You know, ever since that movie, every time I look at Brad Pitt, I see Tommy Lee Jones. Like, every time I look at him, I'm like, he kind of does look like Tommy Lee Jones. Because I remember in the movie, I was like, did they give him, like, prosthetics to make him look more like him?
Nope.
I'm like, how have I never noticed that these dudes look similar?
Tommy Lee Jones has always been old.
Yeah.
Even when he was younger, he was born an old man.
What was the first thing? Men in Black is probably the first thing I ever saw him in. Either that or The Fugitive.
The first thing I saw him in was some movie about him, like, trying to help a town escape a volcano or something.
Volcano?
Erupting. Is that what it's called? So fucking stupid. Volcano.
I live in a fugitive and Harrison Ford's like, I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, man, what? That's where he got his Academy Award.
Based on a true story.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
I didn't kill my wife. That's Harrison Ford. I didn't kill my wife. He was a one-handed man.
You find this man.
No, you find this man. I've seen He's still out there. anyway. You like? Are you a fan of The Predator? If it bleeds, we can kill it. Dylan! You son of a bitch.
I feel like we quote that all the time.
What's the matter? CIA, have you pushing too many pencils?
Pencils?
I love that fucking movie. That first one?
I mean, I
get to the job.
No, I guess in retrospect, no, I'm not a fan of it. I think it was like revolutionary for its time and totally different and out there. It's awesome.
Took place in one location.
Right.
The premise is awesome.
Yeah, this galactic real cool.
conqueror who just wants to be the best killer it could possibly be.
Yeah.
It scoops up all these like commandos, the best killers it can find, certain planets, throws them in the jungle and hunts them. Because apparently the best game is man.
Oh, the most dangerous game. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sure. I mean, I've never hunted
anything. Oh, man.
I've never even fished.
Used to go every weekend.
Fished? Is that a word? Never gone fishing.
Never gone fishing. Yeah. Fished? I think it's the past tense of... Anyways, no, I don't really care for them. I really wanted to see the one that Shane Black either wrote or directed.
Both. And okay. It was bad.
Yeah, but that's what I heard. That was with Adrian Brody, right?
No, that's Predators.
Oh, God.
That one's not bad. But it came out in 2010. Predators
and The Predator, right?
Yes. The newest one is The Predator.
It's just, I just hate that they just keep remaking it. Like, that's it.
So it looks like there's a new one coming out. Deadline reports, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Dan Trachtenberg. He directed a few episodes of Black Mirror. The Boys, and he most recently directed 10 Cloverfield Lane. Do you see that?
Ooh, I love that one.
Yeah, so he's set to direct this new Predator adaptation. It's cool, though, because it's owned by Disney now.
Predator. The Predator is?
Yeah, so they're going to release it. It's still technically under
under Fox.
The Fox banner. Ah. So instead of Fox, it's 20th Century, so they're still going to release it under the 20th Century banner. And
But that name Fox is no longer associated with
just
it,
20th
right?
Century.
Yeah, okay.
Patrick
Dempsey.
Patrick Aysen. He wrote a couple episodes of that show Kingdom I've never seen. He worked on Jack Ryan, which I like, the Krasinski one. Mm-hmm. And this new Treadstone show that's supposed to be coming out about Jason Bourne. Shit. He's pinned to write the script. Sounds awesome to me. It's very curious to me, though. Not even curious, but I mean, it only makes sense that Disney's not just gonna sit on these rated R properties that they have.
Like, right,
they're
going
to figure out a way to
push you're right, push though. The they'll never...
Out. It'll never be under the Disney banner.
Disney. They'll never
but, I mean, Disney will just distribute it under the name of 20th Century, which is genius.
Right, I think so.
But, I mean, I like Predator. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, do it. Come on, kill me. Whenever I do that to my dog, it makes him lose his mind. Like, I'll just run up to him like, come on, do it. And yeah, come on, kill me. And he like gets him so mad. He gets so worked up. It's hilarious. You are one ugly motherfucker.
Carl Weathers dies in that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody dies except Arnold and that girl. He covers himself in mud and fights him. That's what Adrian Brody did at the end of Predators.
Good call,
Predator. Something like that.
Next.
Yeah, next. Last bit of news. Speaking of Disney moving forward with rated R properties, uh-huh. Deadpool 3 is moving forward.
Yay!
Deadline reports that I am going to... Molyneux? It's the Molyneux sisters, the writers from Bob's Burgers. Their name is literally spelled Molyneux.
Oh my God, I love
yeah,
Bob's
so
Burgers.
Yeah, so they're pinned to write the script for Deadpool 3.
Holy shit. That
so that's awesome. That's
but...
pretty much the only bit of news that we have. But hey, we officially have writers, which means there's a story coming. There's
right.
a screenplay coming.
So
it's in development.
Do you think Deadpool will ever be a part of the MCU?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think
he
needs
so
to be,
either.
And I don't think he should be.
But it would be fun to see other characters
he's,
be thrown
he's
in
too,
there.
Because he's...
Breaks the fourth wall.
But here's the thing, though. She-Hulk is self-aware. Ms. comic books.
She-Hulk or Ms. Marvel?
She-Hulk.
No, you're right. I think
She-Hulk is self-aware, just like Deadpool is. She knows she's in a comic. Everybody just thinks she's schizophrenic and fucking crazy. But they're like, who the fuck are you talking to? She's like, them.
Do you think, like...
But I'm curious, because I was just saying, like, I don't know if that shtick works in the MCU.
Yeah.
So it's curious if She-Hulk will be self-aware.
The MCU is getting too goofy for me. Like, it's getting too funny.
And I mean, it's always been kind of funny.
I know. And, you know, the first few movies, like, I think it fits really well with, like, Guardians. Like, I think the funny kind of humor there is good. But then, like, in Infinity War, it was joke after joke. But, like, there's
But most
there's
of the jokes
stakes.
Are coming from... Yeah, but you still got to have a
Why?
Good time.
Why?
Saving look at,
Private
look at
Ryan.
Batman vs. Superman.
Oh,
that movie is such a dreary ass movie.
It's terrible.
It's yeah. It feels like it's 2.5 hours.
But
Infinity War, like most of the jokes and like the humor came from the Guardians. It was them just being idiots. But I mean, look at Endgame. Endgame had its humor, but that movie, you still feel that they lost in that movie, and you feel how desperate they are and how broken they are. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think. Like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I think they took the humor a little bit too far in that one. Mm-hmm. Like it was too jokey joke. But I mean that's who they are, I guess. But I mean I get what you mean. It hasn't gotten to a point to where it bothers me because all these movies are made by different people. Like there's different kinds of humor. Like Ant-Man humor is different than Guardians humor. It's different than Iron Man humor and so on and so forth. But hey, who asked for my opinion?
I did.
Cool.
Is that
all
you got?
Yeah, pretty much for the news. All right.
I've got one thing. Mm. No, I don't have anything.
Oh.
I never have
you
any news.
I was ready. I was like, come here. Oh, wait, no.
Oh.
Today, I'm pretty sure it's today, Chadwick Boseman's birthday.
Oh.
Would have been his 44th birthday. I saw on Twitter today that Marvel went into Black Panther on Disney Plus and they changed the... intro credits for like you know you see the Marvel thing it's all Chadwick Boseman and I was like oh
that's nice
yeah
for what for every movie or
just
Black
for
Panther?
Black Panther for the beginning but it's like
that's
the Marvel stuff
yeah
it's all him all the shots of him as T'Challa from Civil War to Endgame
it's cool
I'm like damn R.I.P. my mans yeah but yeah
I have one thing it has nothing to do with entertainment news I just thought it was cool well, I guess it kind of does did you see that thing about that big giant monolith
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's really.
They
it's
said
weird.
They think
I just think
they
it's
think
artist.
Some artists put it out there. Yeah,
that's the first thing I thought when they found that. Because it does look very reminiscent of 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Except it's not black; it's silver.
Right, but you know, other than that, pretty cool.
People have found it. I saw like people going up there taking selfies with it and stuff.
It's cool.
Yeah, I saw someone like I can't wait to know what this is for. I'm like, you really
nothing.
Think this is for something?
It's for nothing.
Come on, bro.
But you know what is really cool though? It's like it's fun just to think like there's still mysteries out there. Mm. But that's fun. Like the Easter Island heads. You know they have bodies?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What?
They only recently discovered that like 10 years ago or so.
How the fuck is that possible?
Well, because they were like well, that's the whole question. They were like, how did they get these big?
No,
island
I mean, like, how do we
here?
Not know that there was well, all the technology we have? We can fucking shoot sonar into the ground and shit. We can figure out how old a rock is,
it's
but
just,
we don't know that.
It's just a bunch of researchers out there. They don't have all the money in the world. So it's like they were just like, how did this civilization, who hasn't even invented the pulley yet, get this big stone slab?
How did they build the pyramids? I was talking to somebody about that, and he was like, everybody wants to, like, he's like, whenever there's something that's unexplainable, people just automatically go to aliens or extraterrestrial life. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I get that, but how the fuck did they build that pyramid, those pyramids? Like, those stones, I mean, like, you
standing
know
right in front of you.
Big yeah. those stones are.
Yeah,
they didn't have any pulley systems. They didn't have any kind of machines.
No, it's what's the most popular theory behind that is that, they have sand everywhere, right, in the desert. And they're, you know, they don't have pulleys. They don't have wheels, really. I mean, I think they had wheels, yeah. So, you know, they theorized that they would put the stone slabs on some type of base and then they would push it on sand, but they would wet the sand so it would help the bricks get up the slopes.
How do they stack
easier.
It that high? You know how much sand you would have to pile?
Yeah, a lot, yeah. It'd take a ton.
I don't know. A ton.
I don't think it's aliens.
Yeah. It's definitely something curious, though. Because, I mean, like...
Some comedian was like...
They're all, like, don't they... It has something to do with the constellations, too, right? Like, they...
like they're perfectly aligned or something. Yeah, something like that. But it was some comedian was like, of course, anytime Jewish people do something, everyone always wants to blame it on aliens. Like, we can't do anything ourselves. And he's Jewish too, but that's funny. This week we reviewed Forrest Gump. Is there something in that water?
I don't know. It tastes kind of like, you guys have Kool-Aid or something?
Yeah, but not in that cup. Hmm. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Do you take a drink, hold it in your mouth, and spit it in my mouth?
Forrest Gump. Based on the novel written by Winston Groom. The screenplay was written by Eric Roth.
What was the book called?
I'm assuming Forrest Gump. directed by Robert Zemeckis. Stars Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, Gary Sinise, and Sally Field. I'm pretty sure Sally Field and Tom Hanks are like super close in age.
Yes, they were. Yes. I think in actuality, I was just telling LaCrista that. I think she was only like 5 or 6 years older than him at
That's
the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The presidencies of Kennedy and Johnson in the events of Vietnam, Watergate, and other historical events unfold through the perspective of an Alabama man with the IQ of 75. Whose only desire is to be reunited with his childhood sweetheart, Jenny, who's a bitch. I fucking hate Jenny.
Yeah, I do too.
I may not be a smart man,
not a smart but
I know
man,
what
I know love is. Good movie.
Yeah.
Great film.
Quotes are going to be running. Every time I quote,
God,
Ashley hates this movie just because of how sad it is and just like how fucked up it is.
It's so depressing.
Whenever I quote this movie sometimes and I'll call her Jenny and she gets so mad.
Jenny.
I'm like, I love you, Jenny. Like, when she gets mad at me, I'm like, I love you, Jenny. Why don't you love me? She gets pissed. But
when you say it that fast, you almost sound British.
Thank you. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I'll take it.
Sure. Yeah.
Second movie. Well, technically the first movie that Hanks and Zemeckis made together.
What was the first?
This.
Well, I'm sorry. What was the second?
Castaway.
Castaway, yes.
Well said!
I feel like Robert Zemeckis is the most underrated famous director out there.
Like Ron Howard. I mean, I guess Ron Howard is famous, but...
Yeah. But, you know, like, he's made so many, like, classics, but, like, people don't realize that. Like, Forrest Gump, considered a classic.
One Best Picture.
Right, but Tom Hanks did, like, four Oscar-winning or Academy Award-winning films back-to-back.
Yeah, he did
that. Toy Story, Castaway, Saving Private Ryan.
I don't know why I broke this a little bit.
Toy Story.
One. Yeah, that just hit 25 years. That's crazy.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, well, not really, because I'm 25. So.
Wow.
Math. Anyway.
Great director, great film. That's it. That's all I got.
I like, because Forrest Gump, the reason I like this movie is because this is literally just a guy that things just happen to.
Yeah.
But they're like
right
big
place,
things.
Right time.
Yeah. And it's this when he's getting his pen after saving all those people in Vietnam. So I gotta pay. Like, I think he said he had to pee. Because he drank all that
right.
He drank all
the
those
Dr.
Pepper. Yeah. This is such a sweet movie in so many ways. Just
bittersweet.
Because, yeah.
At times.
I fucking hate Robin Wright in this movie. She like
plays the role really well.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no,
don't
no,
get
no,
me
no.
wrong. Yeah.
Okay. I don't like the character.
Yes.
The
Jenny
actor,
sucks.
Of course, I would never blame the actor
right.
for the writing of a character that she has nothing to do with, of course.
Unless they wrote it.
Yeah. Unless you're Ben Affleck and you just put yourself in all right. your own movies.
Yeah, I hate her character. And I guess you could say, well, so the whole premise, I mean, if you're one of the five people in the world who's not familiar with Forrest Gump.
This
you
movie
know,
that came out in like, what, 94?
94. She is, you know, Forrest's best
She's
friend.
She's a whore. No, okay, I'm sorry. It's not her fault. She was abused by her father
right.
and all this stuff.
That's true. I think, you know, for people have, you know, done a really good job of like characterizing her as like, well, she does this because of X, Y, and Z. And I get it. I totally get it.
Her troubled past.
But at the same time, it's like, come on, don't use someone.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what she's doing.
Too.
Yeah.
That's a good line. I didn't write any notes for this.
Haley Joel Osment, I mean, is in this film.
Is that the kid?
He's the son. He's in that. He voiced Sora in Kingdom Hearts, if you ever played those
really?
Games. Yep.
He's in What We Do in the Shadows, the season 2.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's making a comeback. He's also in The Boys.
Is he?
He's the guy who touches people and can like read their mind.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Don't they kill him? He gets hurt somehow.
I think they break his arm. I think what's the blonde guy's name? The
Homelander.
I think he kills him, right? I don't know.
I don't remember. I haven't even seen season two yet.
Yeah. Spoilers. Spoilers, by the way. Yeah, I haven't seen season two either, so.
I love... It's funny because this is the second movie that he made with... that Hanks and Gary Sinise made together, too, because he's got that...
Apollo...
Wait, he's in that, too?
Gary Sinise? I think he is.
Apollo 13?
I think he's in one because he's on the the ride that Disney...
They've made
has.
Three movies together, though.
Let's find
because,
out.
Because he's also in The Green Mile.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that film.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen that film.
That's crazy. I guess when...
Yeah, he's in Apollo 13. Gary Sinise.
Fucking, what's his name? Stephen King, when he came to visit the set, Tom Hanks, like, didn't drop character, and he, like, took him on a tour of the prison, like, as whatever the fuck his character's
name
is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to sneeze.
Oh, there it is. Keeping it in.
Yeah. That was my suppressed sneeze. What do we have to say about this film?
I've got so much shit.
Okay, let's go.
Because, like, I must have seen this film over 10 times.
I've seen it a million times.
It's so good. But, you know, only recently have I watched it and, like, really tried to pick it apart. So, first of all, this is a period piece spanning... what, 40 years or so? Mm-hmm. And the set dressing and the characters they meet, everything like that is spot on. It's perfect. Like, he meets
Kennedy. He meets
Kennedy.
Nixon.
Lyndon. Nixon.
Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson is...
Oh, well, yeah. Excuse me.
Elvis. He meets a ton of people.
Elvis stole his dance moves.
Right, yeah.
Just like how he stole rock and roll.
You ever seen how... Oh, yes, he did. Yes, which...
Blacks can't have anything, can
right?
They? Anyway,
neither can the Jews, apparently. So I don't know if you knew this or not, but I used to be a pretty huge Elvis fan. I love Elvis.
They're making a new biopic.
Really? Who's playing him?
The guy that played Tex in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's cool. That's really cool, actually. Well, you know,
Tom Hanks
is he really?
That's where he was when he got COVID. He was in Australia shooting that.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry to keep cutting you
off. So, yeah, thanks. So if you see, you know, after he steals Forrest's dance moves and they see him on TV, after that moment, that kind of brought about censorship on TV. Because what Elvis was doing with his hips, people found it very, very sexual. And from then on out, so the story goes, I don't know, obviously I wasn't alive in those times, but Elvis was shot only from the waist up. Whenever he was on TV, they would only show him from the waist up. And LaCrista and I were talking about that, and she's like, what he's doing isn't even sexual. It's not whatsoever.
Well, remember when women started wearing dresses that were cut above the ankles, people lost it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it's...
You're showing your legs? Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't
put
matter.
Put those things away.
If a majority of the people find something offensive or find something sexualized, the
FCC
is going to
censor. You remember the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson?
Oh, when he ripped her.
Yeah. Do you know the network got sued for that?
Well, that event spurred on the time delay. So up until then, shows that are live were not shot on a 5 or 10 second time delay, but now they are. So now everything live isn't actually live. It's so that if any incident like that
any
can
titties
happen,
pop out, they can cut to a different...
The FCC
they can cut to the dancers.
That's right.
That's crazy.
But how fast do you think you have to work and be like, fuck, huh, boobs. And you got to put that black bar ready.
It's looking right at me. Yeah. I don't
it's
know, man.
Really
we're recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The entire time.
Oh, okay.
What, you think I'm just telling this
I'm
story
just
for my health?
Freely.
Well,
anyway.
Good. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
So, yeah, the whole story about Forrest Gump, if he was a real person, which he's not, you know, probably certain events based on his life, but if he was real, what an amazing life to have had.
That he accidentally had.
Right, that he accidentally had, right.
Just a guy, like when he's running, and he's inspiring all these people. He's
right.
Like, he's like, why are you... The one guy is trying to come up with the smiley face logo.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is that for Walmart? Who had that? Or is that Kmart? I feel like it was a store.
Maybe it was. I remember Walmart used to have that, like, smiley face who's like floating around and like
as yellow. I don't know.
Markup prices or whatever the fuck.
That's what I thought too.
Secret agent man.
So I think this is probably one of the best films that has a narrator. Because like it doesn't ever get annoying.
Mm-hmm. And, well, like, I mean, our leads, isn't it Tom Hanks that narrates this
movie? Okay, okay. Yeah, it's him. But like Ad Astra does a good job. Yeah, look at that. Talked about it twice. Ad Astra does a good job. Like, you know.
Today I woke up.
Yeah.
Ate some oatmeal.
But it's like.
I got 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, he's not telling good. The story. He's telling about his time and like what
he's kind of like reminiscing.
Right.
Because.
I don't find it annoying.
I don't know. I feel like every time I watch that movie, I'm like, I forget that technically this whole movie takes place on this bench. And he's just like.
Right, yeah.
Telling the story. We went to Bubba Gump Shrimp in California.
Good?
Yes.
What were you going to say?
I was drunk most of the time. So. Oh, no, it was crazy. So we went to the boardwalk. It was like fucking 10:30 a.m. and I ordered a tall beer. And my wife gets a Bloody Mary. We're just
we're fucking 10 up. In the morning.
We're on vacation.
Chance.
I don't give a fuck. We're God. On vacation. But it was a great, great trip. food was all right. No, they keep that movie on a loop in there though.
I bet they do. Yeah.
And there's like you can sit at the bench and put your feet in the. There's like shoes, like his shoes in front of the bench. You could put your feet in there.
Whose shoes? Tom Hanks' shoes?
Yeah, like Forrest Gump's shoes. Right, those, well, yeah. Those white
his running shoes, yeah. Those are some comfortable cool shoes. I love how he points to just straight down. Ugh. What are some of your things that you... Like, if you had to pick one thing about this film, like, you know, if this film does amazing jobs of being an action film, a drama, a comedy, and, you know, just a really good movie.
Surprisingly, it's a really good war film. I feel like, though, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just Vietnam within itself. It's just, it's all visually and aesthetically, it's always so interesting to go back.
What a fucked up war, but yes, you're right.
But as far as films go, it's always interesting and to me whenever a film takes place around that certain time. I love how this movie's edited too. Like especially once he gets to like basic, when he joins the army and he meets Bubba and they sit on the bus and they get in there and we and Bubba goes through all the ways that you can make shrimp and you just see all the bullshit shrimp that they have to do and then they're sitting there in their underwear and t-shirts on their knees scrubbing the floor with toothbrushes and like it's amazing that they never cared or and then he's like Gump, why did you assemble that weapon so quickly? I'm like, because you told me to, Staff Sergeant. Like drill sergeant.
He's
like, Gump, what is your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me to do, Drill Sergeant.
God damn it, Gump. You're a goddamn genius. I love that.
You quoted that, I think,
oh my God.
2 episodes
listen,
ago.
Listen. I was in the middle of Target, and I don't know why this popped up on my Explorer feed on Instagram.
Oh, you told me this, yeah.
I lost it. I couldn't hold it together. I don't know why it was so funny to me in the moment, but I was in tears, and I watched it probably like 5 times back to back. My wife's like, turn that shit down.
That's funny.
And I was
the louder it is, the funnier.
Crying. I don't know why it was so funny to me, and I was like, I'm going to watch this when I get home. But
good film. And you didn't, but it was good.
This was weeks ago, so I did watch it.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah. What else? The score. Who scored this movie?
So it's the guy who did, I can't remember his name. We'll look it up. But he did Avengers Endgame, Infinity
War. Oh, Alan Silvestri.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brilliant composer. But the whole, like, I feel like there's only... three songs that are actually composed for this film. The rest are told through soundtracks, but it's done so well because like they start with Elvis and, you know, they start in the 60s and they go to the 70s, they go to the 80s. And it's really cool how like the soundtrack tells the story as well as what we're seeing, which is really nice.
Lieutenant Dan, his character. So like he comes from a long line of soldiers.
That's a great.
And they've all died in war.
Yes, I love
and
those shots.
He was robbed of that glory, I guess, and like it really breaks him. And plus, you know, he loses his legs, which would fucking suck.
Yeah,
but I really like his arc that he goes through.
Yeah, it's great.
And although he's a dick, and he's like the day you get a shrimp boat or whatever, I'll be your first mate.
And he does.
I love when he's out there and they're in the storm and he's challenging God to kill him. Like, what a
crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's like, strike me in hell. Like, he's just, I'm like, first of all, I'm like, if you fucking fall from up there, bro, like, I don't know. I just feel like not having, you know, legs, I wouldn't be up there. Like, if how secure are you up there, though? You know what I mean?
Well, he's got a little harness.
Fuck that.
But still, yeah. But nice. Yeah, Gary Sinise is such a good. I mean, he is such a good
CSI
actor.
New York,
right? He's like Viggo Mortensen, right? Mm-hmm. Like a really good actor, but they don't do a lot of stuff. Or when they do, it's television or something.
I think Viggo Mortensen doesn't do too many films because he dives 110% into every role that he does. Yeah.
But, you know, there are some really good moments of just his. And, like, this is a film with really well-written side characters mm-hmm. that don't feel like they're just thrown in
there
to serve
them. It's so sad when Bubba, like, when he dies.
Oh, it's tear-jerking.
That gets me every time, yeah. He's like, Bubba's my bestest friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Force. I couldn't imagine going to war. Like,
yeah, fuck that.
I think when we're kids, I think, you know, obviously I think it's for a lot of, you know, young boys, at least it was for my, you know, age group and friends. We would always like play war and stuff like that. And like that was fun to do. But like, you know, thinking about it now that I'm older, like going to
pretty
war.
Pretty much all of my
terrifying
cousins served.
Really?
In some shape or form.
Really?
And not me.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't want to be shot at or, you know, die.
And I think, you know, I think the percentage, at least in modern, you know, modern times, the percentage of, you know, men and women who go into the service and actually get killed is extremely
low. Yeah,
it's
extremely low, yeah. But I don't want to live that life. I'm not a soldier.
Right.
And that's fine.
And I think, you know, people are always like, well, you're not doing your civic duty. I'm like, well, you can do your... You know, you can also serve your country in other ways.
What do you mean? I'm just because I was born in this country doesn't mean I'm obligated to fucking join the military.
Right.
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah. Israel.
This ain't Israel, yeah. though. This is the United States of America, kind of.
Yeah. United.
Oh, it's something like
stand.
That. Divided.
Can't think of...
I was going to say something, but I don't want to...
Okay.
I don't want you to have to go back and take something else out.
Something else? What do you mean? So the kids on the school bus are all pieces of shit.
Yeah, they're so. I mean, I don't know.
Sit here.
Are kids really like that? I mean, we were kids once.
Yes, kids are fucking dicks.
I kept to myself though as a kid. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really. I took the bus to school before I moved to Ohio, and like didn't really talk to many people on the bus.
Yeah.
I had friends at school. Not necessarily in my class,
yeah,
but like people I
that.
Saw in like recess or something like that. They had like common interests, but like I was never really like a cool kid until like high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only reason I was a cool kid is because I was friends with the cool kids. I was friends with all the athletes and stuff like that. And then, yeah.
See, but, I was very thankful for our high school. So I think you and I kind of share this similarity. We kind of bounced around a lot to different schools, you know, because you grew up in South Carolina, right? Yeah. And then
Sticks.
How many schools did you go to there? Did you just go to like one elementary school, one middle school? And
trying to remember. I think it was one elementary school. Yeah, it was one elementary school. And then when I moved here, I was in the fifth grade.
Okay.
And then middle school, high school.
So I went to an elementary school in Hilliard, Ohio. And then I went to an elementary school in Florida, and then I came back and went to fifth grade elementary school in Dublin, Ohio, and then I went to sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, which is how, you know, Dublin does their middle school, in Dublin.
That's how.
But then high school, I went to Hilliard High Schools. So, oh my God, I fucking hate it. And like, it's a very interesting way to like see all the demographics and see what kids are nice and what kids aren't. And kids everywhere fucking suck.
Like, when I moved here, it was kind of like a fresh start. Like I said, I wasn't really like a cool kid, but I had the talent of like blending into different groups.
That's good.
Just because, I mean, I like to think I'm a good talker. And
but you don't like to be put on the spot.
And I'm hilarious. So it was easy for me to like just
douche.
Mesh with people. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, those kids are dicks.
Yeah.
And like I don't know what, like, yeah, and it fucking, just because he's got braces on his legs, like, everybody in the town just shuns him. Even like, the old men, like, when she's taking him into the doctor, mm-hmm. or wherever she's taking him, and he's got the braces on, and there's just being dicks, and I'm just like, bro, that's an innocent kid. Like, he didn't ask to be born that way. Like, what does he say? He's like, his legs are fine, but his spine is crooked.
Yeah, his legs are strong.
He's like, his spine is crooked as a politician.
Right.
And let's talk about his mom. Like, the things that his mom had to do for him. She had to sleep with the principal for him to get in the school.
Yeah. And only till recently.
Very much a product of the times.
I would
but
say
I mean,
so, yeah.
Not so much now, but I think. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's the plan. But
I only recently noticed that when he's sitting down on the tire swing as the parents are, or as his mom and that principal is doing something, you can see like the lamp shaking in the background.
And then, I love him. He said, boy, he said, your mama really cares about you. He's wiping. That dude was married too.
Ugh, scumbag.
What else is new? Anyway.
What else you got? You got anything else? I got some fun stuff.
Let me think. I'm trying to think of like specific moments. Oh, what about like New Year's when he meets back up with Lieutenant Dan? And
that's fun.
He's got all them whores.
They gave you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
He's like, don't call him stupid. He got mad.
Those are some of the best acting moments. Like when he's like, did you hear what I said? And he throws that bottle. Oh my God.
And he plays a really good like mean drunk.
Yeah, he does.
And he shows up later. He's like, Lieutenant Dan.
Ice cream.
Magic legs. I think this is my fiance. I think Lieutenant Dan.
There's so many fucking.
This is
good
my Jenny. I also love the way that Lieutenant Dan kind of looks at Jenny. Cause like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But like, it didn't feel like a warm hello smile. It felt like what's up?
Probably shouldn't have been either.
Yeah,
because
like,
yeah, he's
I mean, I'm
heard
sure he.
Shit.
I'm sure Forrest has told him everything about. I mean, plus he's running the business.
Right.
But.
Yeah. Oh my God. Invest in Apple.
Yeah.
Like I can never tell, but like when that guy is like, he's like, oh, after all this time, we've been sitting next to a millionaire. Does he not believe him?
No.
I'm guessing he doesn't.
Because I mean, he laughs him off.
Right.
Away.
Because.
Why would a millionaire be taking the bus?
Yeah, I guess, but I always I
with
thought
dirty
it was
shoes
either.
Just sitting there at the.
See these fucking guys. This guy's holding on to two couches in the bed of a pickup truck.
Fucking idiot.
Amazing. If they hit 50 miles an hour.
Dude, no. I sorry, but to go on another tangent, I'll make this quick.
That's what we do.
My wife told me about this time that her dad picked up this grill and he didn't like tie it down to the bed of their truck.
Oh, God.
And this motherfucker got on the freeway. And like, just the funniest story I've ever heard. So my wife's sitting in the back seat, like in the middle between her two siblings. And they start going over 60 and the wind literally just scoops this grill up out of the back of the truck. And she can like she can see her dad's eyes in the rearview mirror. He just goes, and he's like so baffled. And it hits the road and it just like explodes.
It's destroyed.
And he just peels off the freeway real fast before people can get his license plate number. And it's like the funniest
so
story.
So he just left that grill.
Yes, it was the funniest fucking story I've ever heard in my life. And I'm like, why wouldn't you tie? Like, it was just sitting straight up. They didn't lay it down. So, like, as soon as he hit 60, he was like, whoop, it just came straight out. And he's like, oh, my God,
that's
the grill.
That's amazing.
How did this happen? I'm like, oh, man, sorry.
That's fantastic.
My eyes are watering just thinking about it. Anyway.
It's a good story.
What were we talking about? Forrest Gump?
One of the moments I want to mention is, for its time, this was some groundbreaking fucking technology when they incorporate Forrest Gump into some of the
footage.
Yeah, JFK, like meeting JFK, like obviously on you know a modern day rewatch, it doesn't look great.
I'm thinking about when he accidentally told on Watergate.
Yeah,
like, that was him.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
He's like, what does he say? He said,
"The power must be out over there."
There's a bunch of people walking around with flashlights.
Flashlights. Yeah, you almost sound British. I love it. But like the way that they did, you know, JFK, they took real footage of JFK and then they superimpose him in there, but then I feel like they also have to use a stand-in for JFK as well. It's amazing that they were able to
do it.
Have
you seen the third Transformers movie? Dark of the Moon.
Maybe.
They do that with Kennedy in the beginning. It's all right.
Really?
Now he's talking to the astronauts. He's like, hey, go up there and look at that spaceship, but don't tell anybody. Hmm. We found some Transformers on the moon.
Interesting.
Anyway.
But they do the same thing for Nixon always, and
yeah,
Johnson
it's always
as well.
Super cool to me whenever they're able to, like, I don't know. It's either, you know, you get a lookalike or you take real footage and you somehow mesh that together.
Right.
I don't know. That's always impressive. Like in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood where they put Rick Dalton in for Steve McQueen for The Great Escape. And it's literally that scene, but they just put DiCaprio in instead of Steve McQueen. And it's just like, wow. It's amazing how we can do this. I mean, granted,
yeah.
This Forrest Gump was made in the fucking 90s.
I mean, there's a movie that I love. We were just talking about it on Thanksgiving. It's ridiculous, but it's called Kung Pao. It's one of my favorite films. It's a cheesy 1970s kung fu movie, but like from, I want to say, China. And so this filmmaker was like, I want to make this film. I don't have a lot of money. And I have my star. So he took the old film from the 70s and he chopped it up and he put modern day, like this guy in like 2002 into this, like superimposed him into shots. And he took out all of the Chinese dialogue and redubbed it in English. And like him or, you know, someone else did all the voices for every character.
That's what they did for Power Rangers.
Is it?
The Mighty Morphin.
Yes.
It was
yes.
A Japanese show?
Yeah. But yeah, that the way that they do stuff like that is, you should watch Kung Pao. It's a good movie.
I'll put it
it's
on
one
my
of
list.
My favorites. Yeah, yeah.
How much shit I have on my list that I have? I'm like, you know what? I'll start the X-Files for the 80th time. What else? What else you got?
One of my favorite moments in this film is when Jenny leaves Forrest
which time?
After they sleep together, and she gets in the cab and she drives away. How Forrest wakes up and goes through like every room, and there's no sound for like a good 10, 15 seconds. It's just makes you really, it like makes what happened like really hit you. Like,
makes
fuck.
You so lonely. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's amazing. And that's when he just takes off running. Mm-hmm. And that's what breaks him.
Because he had her.
Right.
But.
And I love the bit in the film where, like, you know, it happens at least three times because, as I always say, comedy comes in threes, where we see the men in the barber shop as they've gotten older. So as mm-hmm. young Forrest breaks off his braces, he runs
Run,
past
Forrest!
The barber yeah. shop, and we see these men.
Today,
and then
boys,
another
running
time,
like a damn fool.
Another time, like, he meets the president, he's on TV, and they're watching Forrest. And then a third time, you know, Forrest is on TV for running across the country again, and they're like, what the fuck? That's mm-hmm. Forrest Gump. I love that bit. It's amazing. Also, Bubba's brother, when they give him the apple check, when they give the mom the mm-hmm. apple check, he looks right into the camera.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God. So bad.
Oh, my God. So bad. I love how Bubba's mom went from serving white people to having white people serve
amazing,
her.
Right?
I love it.
And the last, love it. The last note that I have is so Forrest is running through the desert and now he's attracted like 300 people, right?
Yeah, just following him.
And he stops and then he turns around to address the group. And the first guy who started to follow him goes, quiet! He's going to say something. No one was fucking talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? No one was saying anything.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now. And everybody's like, what? I don't know why. I mean, this would happen in real life, but people just feel the inspiration and inclination to just follow a man that's running for
well,
no
people just reason. Want to find meaning in literally everything. They want, you know, to find direction and purpose and, you know, instead of, but that's the problem though. You look for it.
Sheep.
Right. But like, it's, you know, you make your own purpose and it, but that's the whole thing is like destiny. And like, that's what Forrest was saying. It's like, I don't know if everyone has a destiny or if we're just blowing in the wind. But
do you see this person over here? Look at this person. They're like, oh, he stopped. Or maybe that's a lady. She was like doing some weird, like, like literally just, I don't know. It was, I saw her and I'm like, what the fuck?
It's She's an interesting neighborhood.
Gyrating.
Right?
Is that a word?
Gyrating. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I was saying something really deep.
Yeah, sheep. Means,
yeah.
We're talking about the sheep of the world.
Deep sheep. I gave this movie a solid 10 out of 10.
I give this movie, it's a fucking classic.
So a 10 out of 10.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't say that.
Well, basically you did.
How about your watch list? Do I have anything else to say?
I don't know. Do you?
This was his second Academy Award? Yes. Because he won the year before for
He's never won an Oscar, right?
Who?
Thomas Hanks.
He's got two? Yeah, he won. I just said that. He won back to back. He won for...
Well, Academy Award.
It's the same thing.
Well, not really.
What?
The Oscars and the Academy Awards are totally different.
Anyway. Yeah, he won for Philadelphia, and then he won for Forrest Gump. I don't think anyone's... Well, I'm sure someone has, but the list is very small of back-to-back Oscars. Like, back-to-back years. But yeah, that's pretty incredible.
It's okay.
It's okay.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah. Do you think he'll ever win again?
I'm sure. I'm sure. You know, I mean, that's...
His nomination for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was like the first nomination he's gotten in like 10 years, 15
right,
years.
Yeah. But that's what happens. You know, actors do a bunch of movies and they get like
Joe
Robert
Pesci,
De Niro.
He retires and then he comes back and does The Irishman.
That's it. Nominated. Yeah. He'll come back and do something where, you know, Robert Redford's last film, you know, he was something.
Is that the woman him on the boat?
He's like no, a old man at the gun.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, his last movie was Avengers Endgame.
It was, technically, yes.
What do you mean?
Well, that wasn't the last one he filmed. That was the last one he was
wasn't it?
In. No, the old man at the gun was the last one he filmed.
Oh.
But that came out before.
When did that come out?
2018.
Is that like an indie film?
Kind of, yeah. I think it was shot here in Ohio.
Hmm.
Parts of it. Or the director was from
Robert
Ohio
Redford's like the man.
Yeah,
I don't think incredible. I've seen him in pretty much anything other than the MCU. I'm sure really? I have, but I'd have to look at his filmography.
Well, you talk about a sad, yeah, whatever, yeah. Interesting life the guy led. Yeah,
very handsome man.
What's on your watch list?
Just The Mandalorian.
Oh,
and Forensic Files. We watched this fucking crazy episode of Forensic Files. It was like a series of like burglaries and rapes that were happening in this town. And long Jesus. Story short, they ended up wrongfully convicting this guy, and he was in prison for 5.5 years until they were able to catch the real dude that was still out there. Dude, so like it was wild. Like they assumed that all these crimes are going to stop because they arrested the guy, and then
it kept happening. Of
and
course.
It kept happening. And one of the victims, she's like they lay out all these pictures and they ask her to identify her attacker and she chooses the guy that's already fucking locked up.
How's that possible?
And they're like, you sure you're positive? She's like, yes, that's him. And they're like, well, we clearly fucked up. But it turned out to be like three different suspects from three different crimes that kind of like bled over into each other. And the guy that was wrongfully convicted, they're like, yeah, they have similar, you know, musculature structures. They have similar facial features and blah, 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 and similar skin tones. I'm like, look, bro.
So did this guy actually, you know, do any
no.
of these? Wow. Totally
and I'm like, and he was like, the guy was like, yeah, I see more violence in prison than I saw outside of prison. He's like, I've seen people get raped in the showers and blah, blah, blah. And he was just talking about how hard prison life was. And I'm just like, that dude's life will never be the same.
No, that's why.
And I would sue the fucking dog shit out of the Justice Department.
They always win. Yep.
But
millions.
It pissed me off because like they were all black guys and they were like, yeah, they look very similar. And I'm like, these dudes have different shaped noses, different eyebrows. Their eyes are even shaped different. And I'm like, yeah, they have similar, their skin tones are close to the same. And they all have goatees. So, yeah, they look the same.
Yeah.
Their hair was completely different. One dude had braids. The other dude had, like, shorter hair than me. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. Cool.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Five
it
and
really
a half years.
Is.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, this is crazy. But, yeah. And then the Mando.
How do you make that mistake? Yeah. We've been on a Bob's Burgers binge. Mm. Well, try saying that five times fast. Do it.
No, thank you.
Okay. I don't think I've watched anything else aside from that. Watched a lot of Rhett and Link. They're pretty good. They're on the tubes of you. I enjoy them.
Listening to some audiobooks.
Which one's Harry Potter?
No.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I listened to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Hmm.
Finished that.
What's your favorite book?
I don't read enough books to have a favorite book. Yeah, I don't think I have a favorite book. I was thinking really hard.
Yeah, like, I could tell.
I mean, I don't know. Most of the books that I used to read growing up was just like Star Wars Legends stuff and like Star Trek books and shit like that. But I'd read like my Marvel Encyclopedia. But like, I don't know. I never really, mostly I would do like fiction, science fiction. That's about it. I didn't read too much stuff of like merit.
Have you ever read The Alchemist?
No.
It's my favorite book of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So like the last book I read was the first book to like actually read and not like an audiobook was The Dark Tower. The first book to that.
Stephen King.
The Gunslinger. Yeah.
Interesting. But,
there's like seven or eight of six maybe.
Shit.
Oh yeah. So I was like, you know what? That means I had to buy these. So
I read The Witcher.
I can go to Half Price Books and
yeah, you could
buy them, but yeah. Whatever. Oh, I started reading The Outsider. I never finished that.
The fuck is that?
The Stephen King book. Uh-oh. Yeah, they made a miniseries. It's got Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, is it?
Ben Mendelsohn.
Min Mendelsohn?
I don't think anybody else that you would know by name. It's pretty good. It's about a... Jason Bateman plays this baseball coach who's accused of the rape and murder of an 11-year-old boy.
Ooh.
And turns out there's some doppelganger shit going on.
Doppelganger?
Doppelganger.
Goppelganger.
And Ben Mendelsohn is the detective trying to figure it all out.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Ah, HBO Max? Apple TV?
HBO.
Oh, of course. What's the difference between HBO and HBO Max?
HBO Max just has more content on it now. But it's just... They just rebranded it. HBO and HBO Max, the same shit.
So is HBO still around?
Yeah. It's just HBO Max now.
Okay.
Just like you had 20th Century Fox and now it's just 20th Century. Because HBO Max... So like, technically HBO Max is like a streaming thing.
I don't care anymore, but go on.
So they have like original content on there now and blah, blah, blah.
Such an asshole.
You asked me.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. And then I got my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How should we end the show today? Should it just be a long, silent pause until we end?
Check us out on social media. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Reviews with Clubhouse. Follow us individually on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Actually, don't follow me on Facebook. There's this kid I went to high school with that was super annoying to me. And he sent me a friend request 3 times. And I've denied it all 3 times. Oh, bro, I don't want to see your life on my feed. Like, no offense. Like, I don't want to sound like a dick, but I mean, like...
Sound like a dick.
How, though? No, by saying I don't want to be your friend? Like, I mean, yes. Come on, bro. I mean,
why
I don't...
Why can't you just be friends with... I mean, God.
Bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Why, though? And then... Now I got to be annoyed every time I look on my feed and I see shit that you... Like, your opinion. That maybe I don't value.
A common ground and become best friends.
Never. Wait. Who are we talking about? That's the show, guys.